Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. It's the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now, let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The most important thing on this earth is to know Jesus as your Savior. Thank God again for our choir, our musicians. Been knowing both of them Bush, but been knowing Kiki ever since she's been a little baby. And I know she can sing, but I ain't know she had all that in her. She's been born again now, I promise. Sister Boyd over here and her husband is just tuning in. Let's pray for him. Let's pray for him. He need our prayer. She needs your prayers also. Yes, pray for one another. We know where we've been, but we don't know where we're going. All of us have our times. Nobody can keep up with them but the Lord. That means we pray for one another. Bless his holy name. I still got the same thing. And God that needs nothing. Number 86. God that needs nothing. Number 86. Y'all know what? I'm glad y'all don't tell me what to preach. Any preacher, pastor that have to listen to the folks to get a message, he in bad shape. If your message doesn't come from the Lord, you need to go try and pray again. That's what we are. We are God preachers. And we have to preach what he said, preach. Don't let the law get at you. Nobody can help you. So the God who needs nothing. Number 86. Matthew 5. Start at the 13th verse. Matthew 5, beginning at the 13th verse. It says, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. He styled us as a city that sits on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, And it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Bless his holy name. Think not that I am come to destroy the law. I didn't come to do that. Or the prophet. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Fulfill. I won't throw that verse on in there. Bless his holy name. Now look at Luke 10. First three verses, Luke 10, first three verses. We here to do something for Jesus. Beginning at that 10th chapter of Luke, in that first verse, after these things, and the Lord appointed other 70 also, and send them in two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he could send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lamb among wolves. We got something to do. Those who are not chicken, we got something to do for the Lord. I have to keep this verse in here if you mind. John 10 and 10. I'm holding that for a while because I know I'm dealing with God and the devil. Jesus and the devil. God and the devil. Jesus and the devil. I find out he loves to run around where Jesus goes. And that verse said, the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come. That they might have life. And might have it more abundantly. Lord, who needs nothing. Thief cometh. But to kill, steal, and destroy. What God really trying to tell us here about the devil? Paul say every time I want to do good, the devil is always present. Every time I want to do good, evil is always present. I look at God as being my Father. All right. And if anybody love you, he love you. He sent his Son here to die for our sins. And that should be a poor God who know the devil is present. And don't let us know he here. A poor father. If you took your son out with you to pick some berries, you've been there many times. You know where the snake always hang out. You take your son out and you say, now you stay on this side, because a snake over here. All God is trying to say,
Every time I want to do right, you got the devil by your side. He don't want us to be ignorant of the devil. If he did, he wouldn't tell us about him. Jesus have come, but also the devil have come. And if you don't watch yourself, you will forget that he present. He wants us always to be aware, not ignorant of the devil. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, we need to know the real story of what happened in these last days. We need to know. We need to know what really going on. What happened to America? We need to know the nitty-gritty about it. Many of us are ignoring it in a sense. It's just happening. No, it's not just happening. God already told us it don't what happened. But we're not paying no attention. The sad part about it, my brothers and sisters, the church don't sleep. Heart of mine. The church of Christ is ignoring the devil. And although the Bible, hallelujah, thank God for it, the Bible. And all through this Bible, God will have his preachers to warn people. All through him. I say he have his preachers to warn people of the things that don't come, whether they are good or bad. Read your Bible. He always going to warn the people. He warn them through his preacher that things, whether they come in good or bad. But it is strange, God Almighty, what will we believe? We will not believe the preacher. We want to argue with the preacher. We want to debate the preacher. But this God world, he know how he fixed it, and he going to tell his preacher before it's come. But we don't want to believe what the preacher said. God Almighty. We. Oh, boy. We want to go around in other books. Every book that you see cannot top this book right here. If man wants to know where he come from, he got to go in this book. I don't care the book so big, 4 feet wide, but it cannot tell you where man come from. Oh, preach Walker. If you want to know what sin is, you got to go to this book. If you want to know what righteous is, you got to go to this book. This is the only book. When you stomp it, God Almighty. If you burn it up, God gonna let somebody else write it. Oh boy. Man trying ever since God's word been written to destroy the Bible. But he can't do nothing with it.
God Almighty. And this is the only book. Everybody say the only book.
Only book.
To tell you that you're the real devil.
All right, all right. All right.
Other book had to play around with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It is, he that. But God told you who he is. God Almighty. He's a fallen being. One of God's great angels. But he got lifted up in pride, and guess what? God throwed him out of him, and he's doing all he can to destroy what God done created. And all through the Bible, he warns his peoples through the preacher. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, man, everybody say man. Man knows something is wrong when he can see all of the fighting, all of the violence going on in America, all the sin going. He knows something is wrong. And if your spiritual mind and you see what happened, you know something happened yourself. And most of us don't know what the problem is and why. I'm going to say it again. Folks don't really know what the problem is and why. Preach Walker. Everybody you see asking questions. What happening? God Almighty. What going on? Why this? Why that? First of all, we need to know who we are fighting. God Almighty. That's the first thing you know. We need to know who we are fighting. We fight the devil. The church does not fight the man. He fights the devil. God Almighty. And man is no match with the devil. That's really losing because he's trying to fight the devil on his own turf. You fight something you can't even see with your natural eye. But if I can't see him, how can I hit him? How can I shoot him? How can I cut him? I don't see him. It is him that got this world in a mess that it is in right now. Oh boy, He gets in the mind of folks. Because folks don't recognize who he is. They think it's the devil themselves. But it's the devil got you doing worse, nasty, and stupid, and crazy thing. And don't realize who it is. They say it's just how I am. If the devil got how you is. And God don't want us to be ignorant of the devil. We fighting somebody, Paul.
Yes, sir.
That got fists.
Yes, sir.
That we can't even see. But you can feel them.
Yes, sir. All right.
We fight somebody got a knife and cut you, but we don't even see the knife. Paul, get your Bible. When Bible back you up, you can preach. Look at Ephesians 6, 11 through 18. God Almighty. I'm disturbed. How the church can be so blind sometimes. What happened in this world?
The preacher tells you, but you don't want to listen at it. Read, Paul.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Of the who? Of the who? Devil. How he look? What he look like? He get on the inside of people. He can look human. He can look like a cat. He can look like a dog. He transform himself. But he get into people. And if you act like him, he in you. Read, Paul.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Long as he can keep us blind of what we wrestling with, he got you. That means we've got to read the Bible. We got to obey the Bible. This one book, everybody say book. This one book the devil never want us to obey. Never. When you obey the book, the devil got to recognize you. If you don't recognize the book, he know he got you gripped in his hand. Oh, boy. We wrestling with a devil. You can see him and can't see him. How we recognize him is that he in people. And if they act like the devil, that's where he is. And Jesus said, boy, I get happy. I like that verse. John 10 and 10.
Yes,
sir. I am come, but but he have come too. See, I have come, but the devil have come too. That's somebody who loves you. Let them know you got an enemy right there by your side. Oh, my. Read, Paul.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
He keep you from standing.
Yes, sir.
In the evil day. If there ever was some evil day, get right now, I preach. Evil everywhere you go now. Folks killing up one another like cats and dogs. Evil. But he told us we'll be able to with what?
Stand.
And to do all to stand. See, regardless we see it, but we can what? The saints, the real saints, waiting on the law. They already know what gonna happen. They ain't gotta act crazy. We just gonna stand and do what we supposed to do and wait on the law. Cause we know how the end gonna be. Oh boy. We gonna fall?
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Notice now. Notice it. Having your loins what go about with what?
Truth.
Just the truth.
Yes, sir.
The devil can't do nothing with the truth. The devil got to recognize the truth. I said he got to recognize it. You got to recognize it. Gather yourself up with the, about the truth. Put the truth on you. Stand up for truth. Walk in truth. Get up in truth. Lay down in truth. God Almighty, study truth. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Read on, Paul.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
God Almighty. I don't care what he come at you with.
Come on.
God Almighty. Regardless of what he come at you with. If you shield yourself
with
faith, you can withstand everything that he shoots at you.
Everything.
With faith. I got faith in Jesus Christ.
All right.
They couldn't hold him down. I got the same faith. They can hold me down. They thought they had Jesus, but he got up.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead,
and we got to know he got up.
Yes, sir.
And when you got faith that he got up, and the devil couldn't do nothing with him, so we keep the same what? Faith.
Yes, sir.
Bless his holy name. American, I'm still dealing with America. I can't get off and to save my life. Call the head and ask him, can you get off and see what they'll tell you. Can't get off to save my life. Every time I want to go one way, poof, right back that way. Preach what I said, preach. Lord Almighty. It's something about America, he told me. I got to tell it. Lord Almighty. American, everybody say American.
American
is trying to fix her sinful problem without God. We want to know what's going on in this world. We're trying to fix our own sinful problem. Oh, boy. Sinful problem. We got a sinful problem. Guard them and kind of fix them without God. And the devil ain't gonna let you do it because we ain't got the power to mess with the devil on our own. Guard them, man. America. And she is looking and searching everywhere for answers. Y'all watch the news? Everybody got answers. Y'all watch the news? Everybody saying this. Everybody saying we need to do that. Everybody saying we need to stop this. Everybody saying we need to go over here. Everybody saying we need to go there. Everybody need to go up, go down. What in the world to do? The answer is in the Word of God. We don't want to accept it, but the answer is in the Word of God. We looking all over the answer.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
She's searching for answers. The moon. Everybody say moon.
Moon.
The moon and the stars saying we don't have the answer. The ocean and the sea declare we don't have the answer. The White House, everybody say White House. The White House feel, come on, have mercy, within themselves that she has the answer to American sinful problem. But she being deceived, she being tricked, she being double crossed by Satan and his followers. I said she feel like she looked like she got the sins for Paul.
No. Watch out, devil. Don't set me off in there. The answer is in here. I don't care where you look. I don't care where you go. Go to the moon. It ain't going to help. Go out of space. It ain't going to help. Go to the bottom of the sea. It ain't going to help. The answer right before our eyes, but we looking over it. Answer. God have the only answer to a sinful problem. And that will happen. The devil deceiving us. He have come. I have come, but he have come. What are you coming from? To this kill folks. Deceive folks. That's what he here for. Bless his holy name. Notice, my brothers and sisters, all through the Bible, the devil is pressing. Think about it now, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ain't all right, yes, sir?
Yes, sir. That's it.
And what?
Yes, sir. That's it.
All through this Bible, the devil is what? Prayer. From Genesis to Revelation, the devil is what? Can't nobody beat him but God. Man trying to beat him on his own. The devil praying with him just like he's praying with a rat. No, he's going to eat him up after a while. And what happening to America, we see it happening on television everywhere. It may start happening to us on the white march. Oh, boy. He present. We've got to know that he present. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, we are looking for to get better in our own sinful world. Our own sinful world. God Almighty. Notice, I said all through the Bible, the devil is present. We are looking, we, man, for things to get what? I promise you. You can write it in your book if you want to know. What you see now, I promise you, it won't get no better. I'm promising you that. Promise you. What you see happening right now, I promise you, it won't get no better. I don't care who get in the White House. If Jesus is not in the White House, he's going to do what, sir? The Blue House, the Black House, the Iron House. I'm going to say it again. Well, make sure you got it. What you see happening in the world right now won't get no better. We can hope all we want to hope. We've got to go to Jesus. We're no match with the devil. I'm no match with the devil. You no match with the devil. But I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. We're trying to run a war without Jesus. And the devil taking over. You can listen all you want. You can write it down. I promise you, what you see happening right now won't get no better. Oh, boy. They're trying to fix their own problem. Their own problem. God is not having any problem. Watch this now. It will knock you off your feet right here. God is not having problem with worldly peoples. Because they are doing no more than they know what to do.
If they hadn't been born again, they don't know what to do but sin. He ain't blaming the worldly folks. They doing no more than what they know to do. Worldly. Killing, doing everything else. Selfish, everything else. That's what's happening. And we want to try to fix up some, getting on the table. You missing the main one. Or to be in the company. God Almighty. We invite everybody but Jesus. If your home is in a mess, you better invite Jesus. He's the only one can straighten it out. Can't but want somebody to do something with sin, and that's Jesus.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Bless his holy name. So he had in trouble, not with the world. Because the world doing no more than they know what to do. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, if God is to make a Maryland get any better, he must start in his own church.
Amen.
I promise you. He got to start in his own church. Hard on my. Read, Paul.
What about Reverend?
I want you to read 2 Chronicles 7:14.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
That's the only solution. That's the only solution to help this world. Notice he put the burden on the church. My people who know me. My people who gave their life to me. My people who I depend on. We're leaving the law. We're letting the world suck us in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I ain't doubting nobody. I'm just being honest. What happened in these last days, we want to play both sides. It just ain't gonna work with God. We ain't gonna two-time Jesus. We wanna run with Jesus while you can run with the devil while. Oh, you can't run with both of them at the same time. Both of them are come, both of them want the coat. Can I say coat? Who you walking with or who walking with you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Brother. Who are you in love with walking
on,
with you?
Yes, sir. All right. All right. Yes, sir.
Which one you in love with?
All right.
Everybody but Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Now, if I'm a devil, he walking with me, ain't he?
Right. Right.
Well, right now, he got to do what I said do.
Yes, sir.
So he ain't got no power that I got. This is what the church doing now. I ain't said a word. This is what the church doing. The church going to hell on to both of them. They ain't going to work with Jesus Christ. We can't two times Jesus and look for blessings. America is sinking because of the church not standing up for Jesus Christ. My people, I promise you, in the book now, I may be in heaven, I promise you, America will not get no better. I promise you that. What's going on? What's happening?
They're trying to come up with everything but Jesus. The solution is Jesus. But Reverend, yes, sir. Why are you so sure that? All right. Watch this. I told you once, I'll tell you again. Oh boy. When Jesus deals with you, scare you sometimes. God told me, and folks hate to hear, folks said God told me, but he told me. I won't stand here and tell a lie to save my life. I feel God. From the depth of my heart, 15 years ago, 9/11, violent, was violent stuff. And it is happening in America among ourselves. We fight and killing one another. Violent. What happened, Reverend Walker? American want to live without Jesus. And he told me from the depth of my heart, it was a message. What happened 9/11, it was a message to the churches in America. He said, churches in America, we believe in God. What he was saying, we're trying to protect ourselves. You can't protect yourself. You need me. You can't fight the devil by yourself. You need me, American. I don't want to brought you and made you great, but now you leave in me. Leave in Jesus. I'm going to tell you again. Those who never heard, you're going to hear it again. What got me, so it's I told you about 10 times, 11 times a ring, so got to tell you, come down to him now. Got him. Got to tell you. I was in the Bible that Monday. That last week before then, it was on that Tuesday when that happened, 9/11. I supposed to be in the Bible starting that Monday. And I was in my pastor study at home and Lord, give me my message. Open my Bible. God knows it fell right on Chronicles 7:14. Yeah. My peoples. I read. You know, sometimes you read the Bible, just read your scripture. You just read it. And time I read it from the depth of my heart, I heard a voice plain as day. 5 nights. I hollered back at it. 5 nights. God knows I'm not lying. I'm going to tell you a lie, saved my life. That's been 15 years ago. But watch it now. He want me to preach on this one verse 5 nights at New Zion Baptist Church. New Zion Baptist, I preached on it 5 nights, didn't have a bit of problem. 5 nights! So what you trying to tell me? He said it was a message what happened in New York, was a message to the churches in America. To the churches, not the White House, but to the churches. What was going on, Lord? They trying to protect themselves. They don't need me. It wasn't an army, it wasn't a country that messed with them. It just was one man. Kill 3,000 folks. You can't protect your own self. When God moves with him, get a butterfly chin you. You can't protect yourself. You don't mess with the devil by yourself. I'm no mess with the devil by myself, but I got my buddy. Can I call him buddy? He run with me. He ought to run with y'all. Don't you run with you. And this very Bible says, if God be, who can be? Every devil in hell can't help you. If God against you. But every devil in hell can't harm me if he for you.
That's right. Yes, sir.
God don't want us to be afraid of the devil. Stick with me, I'll protect you from the devil. A man trying to fight her own battle without Jesus, but she done left Jesus, leaving Jesus. And you know she's doing it.
Oh.
America is looking for the answer for her sinful problem. It is to go back and get Jesus. She leaving Jesus. And guess what? She will not go back and get him. And she won't go back and get him. Now watch. If I'm in heaven, y'all call Gabriel. Say, Gabriel, let me home speak to Reverend Walker. Watch. It won't get no better. Watch. I'm telling you to watch. A message to the church is the church, my people, who call by my name. If they get rid of the mess, get rid of this, then I can heal their land. But they will not do it and won't do it, and that's going to do it. Oh, boy. It's sad to say. I won't get no better. That's what American or saying in a way, I won't get no better because you don't want Jesus. You ain't going to make it without Jesus. You can't make it without Jesus. And what you see now, oh boy, I'm promising you, you haven't seen nothing yet.
All right.
Now watch. You can see, when you get to looking and watching, you can see how evil America getting.
Amen.
See, when God stepped back, he let the devil go far. Well, he God will let him go further than he wants. Let Americans see.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing without me. We put it on everybody but the church. God put the blame on the church.
Yes, sir.
And I told y'all last Sunday, probably most Sunday for you, they go on there one more thing, and that's the name. Now watch. I'm telling you, put that in your book. That's the next thing they're going after, is the name.
Yes, sir.
Try to go to the White House. It ain't bother me who get in the White House. Long as Jesus in the White House. Put your trust in Jesus. He controls the White House when you put your trust in him. And you can see churches now don't have no use too much for Jesus. You can watch churches now. A lot of them just have a little ceremony service and a little entertaining service and ain't saying nothing about Jesus, ain't saying nothing about sin, and think you don't have church, been there 30 minutes. You ain't had no church. That's what they're doing now. Well, Reverend Walker, I got 10 more minutes, 8 more minutes.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Reverend Walker. Why you say that? Watch this. The Laodicea church represents the last of the seven churches.
Yes, sir.
The 21st century church, Brother Terry. The 21st century church represents Laodicea.
This is catalog number 1639. Catalog number 1639.
We represent Laodicea. Go home and read it. Start in third chapter. You'll find out they have no use for Jesus. Killing is not about to stop. Watch. We believe in Jesus. We leave. You better hear the preacher. Politicians can't help you when it comes down to this. You got to have some Jesus. God tells his preacher what to do. But one of the biggest problems, see, we got so many false preachers. I'm not talking about these. I hope they all say preachers, but the devil got preachers like Jesus got preachers. And got some of the biggest churches. What we call churches.
Go ahead.
That don't make a real pastor because he got 9,000 members. That's what happened in the last day. There's so many false preachers in the pulpit. So many false pastors in the pulpit. Trying to tickle folks' ears to make something sound good. We need to tell these folks about Jesus. He's the Savior. He's the only one can save. The devil don't want you to talk about it.
Amen.
That really told me. Going back again. Here you come again. Yeah. Preach. What I say. Not what the folk want to hear. Preach what I said. Not what folk want to hear. You don't know what folk want to hear. 8 more, 6 more minutes. You don't know what folk want to hear.
All right.
I asked the Lord last week, McLean. God knows I did. I said, what folk want to hear? Not what folk want to hear. Preach what I said. Well, what folk want to hear?
Oh. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
I wish I had time to tell you.
Go ahead.
I ain't got time to tell you. I want to be on the radio. God knows I asked him. And he gave it to me. What folks really come to church, but the elephant, they come to hear. Ask him. What folks really want to hear? Don't preach what folks want to hear. Preach what I said preach. What they want to hear, Jesus? I ain't got time. I mean it. Don't even get started. I ain't trying to throw you off. I had time, buddy. My time up. If I had, I want it on the radio. Or wherever it got to go.
You're right.
Because I have time to fix it like I want.
All right.
I asked him. He told me what folk, a lot of folk come to church to hear. You got to hear the preacher. Not the politician, you got to hear the preacher.
All right.
Folks don't want to hear the preacher. Until he's saying something they want to hear about. God got to trust us, preachers.
You're right.
If he can't trust us, who else he don't trust?
Amen.
Peter and Paul them said, we can't help ourselves.
All right.
We got to tell folk what thus said the Lord. If you come take my life, I'm still got to tell you what thus said the Lord.
Right.
What folk want to hear? Some preacher can fix it. To make it sound good. And then they'll go get part of the Bible, throw it in, but it ain't got nothing to do with Jesus sometimes. He'll hit. Yeah, he got Daniel out the lion. I'm not being funny either, but I'll tell you so. Watch this now. He got Daniel out the lion. But he got Daniel out. But you're still in there. Why did he get Daniel out?
All right. That's what
I'm saying. Because Daniel is faithful.
Yes.
We want to come out, but we're not faithful.
All right. Yes, go ahead.
We're still in the den. So many are still in the den. But get happy because Daniel came out. So many church folks in the den. Time to preach. He goes. I got a good time. A good time. You still in the den, though. The devil got you going in coming. You don't even know it. Boy, I wish I had another hour to preach. But y'all will walk out on me. And the devil will stop every one of you. Hey, y'all, I'm finna go now. You told that. I don't know about these preachers here. They say they've been called by God. That's what all of them say. Well, here one gonna tell you the truth. Ain't nobody going to hell because I called them to go to hell. Your blood will never be on me. When a preacher tells you the truth, that's the one who loves you.
That's right. You're right,
brother.
Say that.
We don't tell folk the truth. If somebody come take our life, we still don't tell you the truth. Because we love Jesus and we love people. We represent heaven. We represent Jesus. I've been here 39 years. I ain't never tried to be popular. Be popular. People will set you up and knock you down. Just let me please Jesus. If you please Jesus, God Almighty, he'll let an animal bring you a biscuit.
All right. All right, brother.
Boys can feast.
All right.
They ran Elijah out of town, but boys brought him a lunch.
That's right.
May not have no left on it, but he ate.
Yes, sir.
God will take care of you, buddy.
Amen.
Put this in your book now. Put it in your book. American will not get no better. Now just watch it now. I'm not being dogmatic. I'm telling you what Jesus put on my heart. American sinking. I've been told. And she don't even know it. And you can look around and see what happened. What you see now, I promise you, won't get no better. We represent Laodicea Church. We don't want Jesus. And that's the next name they're coming after is Jesus Christ. He comes to save folks. And the devil don't want nobody saved. In a way that down Jesus, without him, he knows you can't go to heaven. He know that. The devil know that. He'll do anything. Watch this now. He'll do anything to block your mind from believing Jesus.
You're right.
The devil got power, but God got all power. And any way that he can keep you from getting saved, he's going to do it in your mind. You think it's you, but the devil controlling your mind. See, you think it's you, but I don't. See, you've got to want to go to heaven when you die.
Amen.
See, you don't go to heaven anyhow. Huh? You go to heaven because you give your life to Christ. That's the only way to get to heaven. It's through Jesus Christ. And the devil never wants us to bring up his name. It's a faith walk. Not a fear walk. Not a going to church walk. The devil sleep in church. I said the devil sleep in churches. I'm going where the devil ain't. Well, where you going then? To heaven? He busy heaven when you want it, but he can't get nobody out of that. But he busy that when he build that. God have it so simple. But sometimes folk think you want them to do something. They let the pride get in their way. The devil put the pride, and he got kicked out of heaven because he got lifted up in pride. And he wants you to feel that you're sorry lacking, but God wants you to feel a holy sorrow. Feel like folk watching me. Girl, man, you better give your life to Jesus. You think you ain't gonna die? You're gonna die.
Yes, sir.
You getting out of here. I'm gonna die, but I'm saved.
Yes.
Mama.
This is what the gospel all about, to come to seek and to save that which was lost. It's a faith walk, not a fear walk. I don't feel that going. I don't feel up to it. It's a faith walk. What's the faith walk? I believe what the Bible said. I got faith in what God done said. If I confess the Lord Jesus with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, I shall be saved. That's not a fear walk, it's a faith walk. By faith are you saved. I got faith in it. I'm going to say this. I'm going to open doors of church. Now feel. Feel. Anybody feel? I don't feel that walking up these steps. I don't feel like walking up these. It's not about fear. I got faith. I got faith. I'm going to start walking. For my fear, forget about the fear. I got faith. I can get there. Faith. I got faith. I'm there because I got faith. If we deal without a feeling, we'll never get saved. But it's a faith walk. A faith walk. A faith walk. If anybody love you, Jesus love you. The devil ain't proved nothing. Jesus proved he loved you. What do you think he went to hell for? He went to hell to get us to heaven. He never done nothing wrong, but he went to hell for us. To seat you up. Now, if you believe that he did do that and got up with all power in his hand, thou shalt be saved. But Reverend, my mama got saved here shouting. We don't shout. That's how she got saved. Who's shouting too? But she believed in Jesus Christ. It's just a faith walk. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he died for my sin, but he didn't stay dead. He got up with all power in his hand. I'm giving my life to Christ. It's just that simple. Just that simple. Faith, faith, faith. Let me get this straight before I tell you this thing. I'm not trying to get nobody to join this church. I ain't never done that. I've been here 39 years. I ain't never done that. I just want you saved.
Yes,
all I'm going to tell you, go where they're preaching Jesus. That's all I'm going to tell you. You got to be a member here. Get saved. If you miss that and miss it now, I know. I see people talk about getting saved now no more. Very rare. He just mad at opening the door of the church. But you've got to tell these folks why you need saving. You got to tell them the devil be at church every Sunday. I go to church. Did you ever go to church? God Almighty. Let us all stand. Someone may want to give their life to Jesus as your personal Savior. It's simple. Made it plain and simple. You don't have to be a member of this church. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? You may come now. Somebody may want to come by Christian experience. You may come. Sometimes, folks, I'm going to wait till I get ready to die. I feel sorry for you then. You can't make no fool out of God. That's the first thing. I want to have my fun. Then I get saved. Don't make no fool out of God. You can't do it. You don't know when you're going to die. You don't know what's going to happen to you. But you're going to die. One way or another, you're going to die. Dying ain't no problem when you're going to live with Jesus. Paul says, far better to be with the Lord than to be here. What is proper man to gain the whole world and then lose his own soul? Will there be one?